Authoritarian left perspective. Our lead issue is Trump's new birthright citizenship orders face an immediate constitutional test. President Donald Trump signed two immigration actions this week.
Firmly, authoritarian right perspective. Scale matters, but so do order, institutional continuity, and national cohesion. A policy that promises rapid relief can still damage durable institutions or stable markets.
Engaged. Libertarian left perspective. I want shared needs met without treating affected people as passive subjects. Do communities retain civil liberties, equal voice, and a meaningful way to challenge the decision?
Direct. Libertarian right perspective. I start with individual choice, property, voluntary cooperation, and competition. Before expanding government power, show that decentralized responses cannot work and define a clear stopping point.
The practical stakes matter more than slogans. This is the Daily Debate Spotlight because it raises a direct question about the limits of presidential power and a constitutional right that affects children born in the United.
But universal standards can erase real differences between places and reward agencies that fail upward. Coordination is not the same as competence.
Both of you frame the choice as centralized action versus established authority. That misses who gets heard. Are workers, tenants, small communities, and marginalized groups at the table?
And participation does not cure coercion. A well-attended hearing can still end with government restricting peaceful choices. We need evidence of a specific harm, a remedy narrower than the harm, and room for individuals or.
Before we continue, a quick election season note. Visit whatsmypolitics.us and choose My Ballot. Enter your zip code or voting address to find federal, state, and local races, then research candidates and ballot measures.
A narrow remedy can be too small for a structural problem. Individual freedom is thin when housing, health, work, or safety depends on bargaining against institutions with far greater power.
Responding, structural arguments can become blank checks. Society also relies on families, civic associations, local government, and inherited obligations that central planners cannot easily measure.
Animated. Tradition deserves no automatic veto. Some institutions are stable because excluded people had little power to contest them. My test is whether authority is transparent, rights are enforceable, decisions can be challenged from.
Countering. My test begins one step earlier. Must this authority exist at all? Competition, mutual aid, private contracts, and experimentation can expose failure faster than a single official program.
Let us make this concrete. Measure access, affordability, service quality, and the distribution of costs across income groups and regions. Set public milestones and fund the capacity needed to meet them.
I would measure public safety, fiscal durability, compliance burdens, institutional legitimacy, and unintended effects on supply. Assign one accountable authority, require legislative oversight, and preserve proven local.
I would publish who participated, who was excluded, whose rights are limited, and who can appeal. Give affected communities independent information and real decision power.
I would track prices, entry barriers, small provider participation, enforcement actions, and whether temporary rules expire. Let competing approaches run where possible.
My strongest concern is underreaction. Delay often protects the status quo, while costs accumulate for people with the fewest resources.
My strongest concern is institutional damage. A durable response needs lawful authority, competent administration, social trust, and limits that leaders respect.
My strongest concern is domination, whether by government, corporations, or entrenched local power. Protect civil liberties, distribute voice, and let communities shape implementation.
Concluding, my strongest concern is coercion without proof or an exit. Protect voluntary action and require narrow reviewable rules. The next factual test is this. Watch for the text of the orders to be published in the Federal.